Welcome back to In Depth for a third and final interview in the studio. Matt Vaughn with Ronald McDonald House Charities and Lori Goris as well. Lori, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you both? Actually, Matt, sorry. I should have asked you.
You know what? We're wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Collectively. Very good. So you must be, because you're putting those funds from the Red Shoe Gala to very good use.
We most definitely are. I'll let Lori take the lead on
Lori,
this.
Lori, take the lead.
Lori, our executive director. So this was a great event, and it really turned out to be a really special evening.
Well, Matt's not giving himself enough credit. Matt was in charge of planning the event, but we had an opportunity this year to receive matching funds from a local foundation, the Pennington Foundation. Mm-hmm. If we got to a certain goal that night at the Red Shoe Gala, and we met that goal at $105,000.
Wow.
And yeah, the community came out and showed tremendous support for what we do at the house. And then the Pennington Foundation came in with another $105,000. So we're going to get to remodel our 12-bedroom house over there on Main Street next to Renown.
That's really cool. So what kind of renovations are we talking about?
The bedrooms primarily, first and foremost. For our families that stay there. So they'll have a cleaner, fresher, updated room to stay in. Our house is very comfortable right now as it is.
Yeah.
But we like to provide the best quality and services to our families when they're staying with us in their time of need. So,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Actually, go ahead.
And to be fair, the house is 32 years old. So
Yeah. Over
time, you need to do these things, a little upkeep. And so everything, it's going to get stripped down. Everything from the plumbing to electrical is being replaced. Flooring, and of course, all new furniture. So top to bottom, it's going to be brand new rooms, and it's going to be really nice.
That's really, really cool. So can people contribute? I imagine people can contribute all the time anyway, but can
Absolutely.
They help in other ways as well?
Absolutely. We have several opportunities. Obviously, financial. We are a big organization. We have five different programs, actually, besides the house. Five altogether. And our operating dollars, we depend on local community support. We receive no government funding, nothing from our global office. We receive support from our global office, but no funding. So the operating dollars are really important to keep our families safe and comfortable during their time there. But as far as the construction is concerned, we'll be able to remodel the rooms. And then if we have any leftover, which we're hoping to get some generous support from our construction companies and things like that, we'll be able to remodel other parts of the house as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What are those priorities if you do have the extra money?
The recreation room. We have a recreation room downstairs in our basement that is used for families to come and socialize, watch television, use the internet if they need to. And it's outdated. Like Matt said, the house is 32 years old, so
Right. It
really needs some freshening up, again, to make it most comfortable for our families.
And it's a great place for the kids to hang out, especially if there's siblings that are there with the family that are staying at the house as well. It's a great space for them to go and have fun and just kind of block everything out and be able to just have fun and be a kid and enjoy time with their family. So it's really important that we create those moments and those opportunities for our family. So there's toys and games and all kinds of stuff in there, but we want to update it for our families
right.
and make sure that we're offering, again, the best accommodations possible for the families that we serve.
Cool. Lord knows. I mean, if you're a sibling of somebody who's in the hospital, you're probably not sure how to kind of reckon with that, but also you're probably very stir crazy because you're still a kid. So having that rec area is going to be a fantastic idea.
Hugely important.
And in case people don't know what you do, to do a little overview of what is this house? What is it used for?
Well, the house is utilized by families who have children staying at a local hospital or treatment facility. The only requirement we have is that they live 30 miles or more away from the treatment facility or from the house, actually.
Okay.
So any family that comes to town, whether it's for treatments, whether it's an emergency situation, operations, if their child is admitted to one of the local hospitals or medical centers, they can stay at our house. And we provide lodging, we provide individual private rooms, laundry facilities, a meal, a home-cooked meal every night from our very generous volunteers who come in and cook that.
Oh, wow.
And then snacks and everything else. And then the recreation room, like Matt was mentioning, just everything that you would have at home so that families don't have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from. So their primary focus is on the child in the hospital. We want them to have the ability to come and go as they please. Most of our families stay at the hospital during the day and as long as they can at night. But they need somewhere to sleep and shower, and we provide that home away from home for our families.
That's really cool. So how many kind of living spaces do you have?
We have 12 bedrooms.
12 bedrooms.
12 bedrooms,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we also have four other programs. So we have family room at the renowned Children's Hospital, which is a space for families to kind of get respite from the hospitals, from the hospital room of their child. Then going to get a snack, coffee, take a break. We also have a sleep room at the hospital where they can take a quick nap or they can sleep for extended hours if they don't want to leave the hospital and come to the house. We have a care mobile program in partnership with Community Health Alliance that goes out into the community and offers WIC programming and other resources for families. We have a travel for treatment program. And then we also have a scholarship program, which a lot of folks aren't familiar with, that we give away about 40 scholarships per year to high school seniors in Northern Nevada. We've been doing it for over 20 years now. And then they can renew their scholarships for $1,000 for up to 4 years if they reapply.
That's awesome.
So that really has a local touch on our kiddos here in Northern Nevada, too.
That's cool. What are the requirements for that?
They need to apply. And basically, it's the same requirements for any other scholarship program. You know, their grades have to be at a certain level. Mm-hmm. They have to be attending an accredited college. Local Northern Nevadan and Nevadan, actually. We have some kiddos that apply from Las Vegas, too. That's about it. There's an online application. They can go to the website and check it out, and we go from there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So any future events or maybe other renovations you want to do, even if it's just a pie in the sky for right now?
Well, it is the end of the year, and so this is really our big push. Like Lori was saying, we do need support for all of those programs and our operations. So this is really the time of year that we encourage people to give and to consider supporting the house and all of the other facets of it that provide support to these families.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, people give generously because we're getting into that season for sure.
We are. And lastly, there's one thing that I think, Lori, you can mention real quick, that a promotion that's going to be coming up pretty soon here that you'll be seeing in December.
Yes. Oh. Our local McDonald's owner operators do support our house. It's a fantastic relationship that we have with them. They do in-store promotions. Most people have probably seen the canisters where people can donate. But this year, globally, all McDonald's restaurants that are associated with a Ronald McDonald House are doing a roundup program. So it's called Roundup for RMHC, where folks can round up to the next dollar amount and all the proceeds come directly back to the local house.
Oh, wow.
So you'll see a lot of advertising and a lot of media campaigns around it starting in December. And we're really excited about that. The one misperception, I think, is that the community has is that McDonald's funds us wholly. They don't, but they do give a substantial amount of money every year, and they volunteer and they support us in other ways too. So that's an exciting promotion that's coming up, and you'll see it in every McDonald's restaurant that you go to.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, again, happy meal or what have you, and contribute as much as you can.
Exactly.
That's cool. So online, social media wise, how can we find you?
We're on Facebook, just Ronald McDonald House Charities Northern Nevada, of course, Twitter, RMHC Reno, Instagram as well. So we post up there regularly. So we'll be posting updates about the house and as it gets under construction. So we'll be sharing that with the community and letting them into that process because we really want them to see what their support is providing for these families because it all comes from our community.
All right. Beautiful. And the website, it's rmhcreno.org.
rmhc-reno.org.
Sorry, forgot the dash. rmhc-reno.org.
You got it.
All right. Matt and Lori, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.